78 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And this market, at least in the grains, is down pretty sharply. We had a down day yesterday with a lot of selling coming in after the noontime weather forecast introduced better rain chances, particularly for the central and eastern Corn Belt, in the 6 to 10 day outlook. While a lot of folks seem to want to pin yesterday's poor range closes on USDA's report, I don't believe that was the case. I think what we saw was a little bit of a change in the weather forecast really sparked the funds to sell. So this morning, Brian, we see corn prices down as much as 8 cents, with the September at 377¾, 8 cents lower. The December at 391¼, down 7.5 cents. We have backed off. We have none of the active front 4 months trading above $4 right now. But awful good end user interest in buying December corn around that 385 area. Export bookings were a little bit on the soft side of things. On the beans, however, we're seeing much more downside. We saw those down 15 cents easily yesterday. We're down 20 to 25 cents this morning. August beans are at 9.98. They're down 22¾, having broken very easily below that $10 psychological support. November beans at 10.10¾, is down 23¾. On the meal side, we've seen meal as the supporter of the bean market just recently, but today we're down $7 to $8 there. The wheat market seeing some bear spreading, with the nearby wheat down as much as 14¾ cents. That's the July, which expires on Friday. September 5.26¼, down 10.5. Export bookings were really very good on new crop beans. And there's probably not a lot of talk there, since we filled those gaps up that we left earlier this week that I was using as technical measuring gaps for much higher prices. The cattle market and feeder cattle have extended limits today. We go to 450 on the cattle. We go to 6¼ on feeders. But the cattle market's about unchanged in the nearby month, a little softer in the back months, while the feeders gapped up. We're a dollar higher in the September feeders right now. Hog market's down anywhere from 5 to 25 cents. So long as Fed Chair Yellen continues to talk about slow interest rate move, we're going to continue to see the dollar stay on the soft side. And we're down just a hair there today. The crude oil futures continuing their rally for the week. We're up 25 cents right now, with the nearby crude at 45.74. The metals market, after being higher the first 3 days of the week, are now just a little bit lower, down fractionally in the gold market. It's interesting. We're always in interesting times in these grain markets. But a couple days down has sure soured people's moods. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. 78 degrees right now at 9 o'clock in your forecast. Partly to mostly cloudy skies today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high of 84 degrees. Could see a few storms become severe, especially this afternoon, with the risk of hail and some damaging winds.